This is our town.
Hello and welcome to the Everything Karratha podcast, where we dive deep into everything happening around our great town. We're going to be checking in with our furry friends from SAFE, find out what you can volunteer at the moment. But first, an update from City of Karratha Mayor Daniel Scott. Going to get an update on the Leisureplex Shade. Also, some great activities happening around Easter.
Good morning, Pablo.
Now, Easter just around the corner. Cannot wait to get some more hot cross buns in me. I'm not sure if you've tried those biscotti hot cross buns, but oh my goodness, they are delicious. City of Karratha, though, we've got quite a bit planned around Easter.
We do, mate. And oh, mate, I've had hot cross buns since January. My wife commits sacrilege every year.
You got to do it as you get older. You got to do it.
She's a true believer that they should be year-round. They're so delicious. Mm. but we do have our Easter holiday program for our facilities has been released. So we're going to have programs of the Karratha Leisureplex, the Youth Shed, Wickham Rec Precinct, and the Base. And they're available to book. So some of the highlights will include Easter egg spoon races at the Base on April 1, Survivor Games on April 2 at the KLP, and a silent disco at the Youth Shed on April 5. And I guess some laser tag at the Wickham Rec Precinct as well on April 10. So, yeah, plenty on for the kids through the holiday school holidays.
Now, what's happening with the Leisureplex regarding this shade? Because it's been out of action for quite a long time. Obviously, through summer, you had those temporary shade structures up. Have we got an update on it?
Yeah, we do, mate. And this is unbelievably technical. You wouldn't believe it. You think, and from the community, you look at it and go, it's just a damn shade. but the technical part of it, the engineering needed for you know, the load of those shades, because they're retractable. So what we're doing now is we've been conducting load testing this week. So that'll help us determine the next steps for us to take to repair and, more importantly, certify the shade sale. So we've got to put it out there. We apologise for the inconvenience. And, I've got kids that do swim school through their school programs. And, we're working as hard and fast as we can to rectify this issue, because it is painful for people.
Yeah, well, good to see that progress has been made, and hopefully we've got another update in a couple of weeks. Now, tomorrow, the Accessibility Exhibition launch all kicks off.
Yes, mate. So we've got a multi-disciplinary art exhibition that's launching tomorrow night. So that'll feature some artwork by Perth artist Erica Baker and the Karratha Senior High School students. And we've also got some students. So we've got Louis Olney from Karratha High School and Sophie Downham from St Luke's College, and they'll be doing a musical performance. So you can secure your free ticket to the opening nights by going to karratha.sales.ticketsearch.com. And it's the Accessibility Exhibition, and it'll be open daily from March 22 to May 3rd at the Red Earth Arts Precinct.
Now, the opening, as Dan mentioned, is tomorrow from 6 o'clock. Now, lastly, for our last update from you, the Australian Heritage Festival. Is that coming to Karratha?
It is. So the Australian Heritage Festival runs from April 18 to May 19, and the City of Karratha is hosting a series of free events and workshops in celebration of the festival. So the city's local history will be on full display, including family history research workshops. So, you know, you think ancestry, you can go down there and people can help you research your family history. And there'll also be a guided Cossack Museum tour on April 19. And a session on writing your family history on April 20th. We've got some other workshops as well that include preserving your memories on May the 6th, and the Dampier Memories Morning Tea will be held on May 17th, and the Point Samson Memories Morning Tea will be held on May the 18th.
Some great things. And I know as you get older, and I know that you're over 40, I'm edging that way, the family tree starts getting a lot more interesting. I remember when my parents used to talk about it, I was like, don't care at all. And now I'm like, you know what? I'm interested.
Yeah, it is. And I've gone back through my family tree for a while. And, I mean, they're all good people, but, they were blacksmiths and bakers and nothing really exciting there. but contributed to society.
The first mayor in the family tree then, do I take it?
As far as I can see, yes, I am.
Thanks, Mayor Scott. Now, if you want to volunteer in town, let's find out what you could get involved with this week. Over to Callie Nunn from Volunteering WA.
Well, locally, Karratha Family Centre are looking for someone to help them update their website. That can be as little as, you know, once a quarter, just giving them a little bit of help. They are doing lots of programming and they just want to make sure that everything is up to date for their members and their community. So if that is something that you have some skills in, please reach out to Karratha Family Centre. There is a position on our Facebook page, which is Volunteering WA Pilbara. But I thought it was also a good opportunity to talk about the fact that online volunteering and volunteering from home and helping organisations without actually having to show up and cook a sausage has really increased over the last 10 or so years. 24.5% of volunteers are actually volunteering in that world of online. And there is a beautiful opportunity to help people from wherever. So if you've come from, I don't know, the East Coast and you've got an organisation that you were really passionate about, there's no reason why you can't keep helping them. I'm all for volunteering locally and please do so. But if your time and your interest is somewhere that you can still help, if you just jump online and give them a hand. So have a think about how you can get involved in volunteering on a whole world, different plane. You never know what you might find and you will definitely be making the world a better place to be.
Thanks, Callie. Now it's time to check in with our furry friends. It's Sue from Safe.
Good morning.
Now, Safe, of course, has reached the very adult stage now of 21 years old, but some of the southern branches are now reaching double figures, 10 or more. And there's one outstanding woman who has been driving that force since day one, Sue.
That's right. That's Dunedin Button. She's the coordinator in Safe Esperance, and she is one of the biggest gifts Safe's ever had. And, of course, the gift to the homeless cats and dogs, not only in Esperance, but right across the south of the state. She reaches towns well over, well, many, many kilometres away. But over the 10 years, Janine's often been practically on her own, which has, you know, been massive. But, yeah, today there are more people helping, but, of course, still nowhere enough in rescue. She works around the clock and goes to great lengths to ensure the survival of all those across her path. But one of her brilliant initiatives is the Barn Cat Program. She witnessed that in the UK where she's from, and cats that aren't used to family homes are sexed and then they live as mouses on farms. It is a real win-win for the farmers, for the not for the mice, I guess, actually, but for the cats. Words can't really enough to express the gratitude from all those saved. And, she's just got so much passion and commitment. So cheers to Janine Button and 10 years of amazing, outstanding Safe rescue.
Now, there was a mother dog and her newly born 11 pups in a Safe just before Christmas. The last two have only just been rehomed. It's been a big and long journey.
It certainly has. It was actually the end of November that the mother dog Fate and came into Safe with 11 newborns. They're out at the pound, and thanks to Kenny and Dampier, we were able to get them into care. And it's taken till mid-March for the last two to find their loving adoptive homes. So the Cork family locally had five of them over time. In fact, over time, literally for months. The last two ironically left care the same day. Fleur went to a lovely couple from Newman and they drove over to Collector, and Freya went to the managers of the caravan park over the road from the beach at Exmouth. So there goes my theory, which I'm always espousing. Good things come to dogs that wait. The best homes go to the dogs and cats that wait for a very long time. There was so many people involved in mum and her 11 pups' lives and such successful outcome. Cheers to everyone who helped there as well.
Now, Grant
must be in a drinking mood this morning, so I'm cheering everyone.
Now, grant funding, it's something that obviously everyone wants, but no one wants to do the hard yards, and there's lots of forms and whatnot to fill out. But you've found two very capable and committed people to get Safe in the running for a few. So what's happened?
Yeah, definitely. Sarah Norton, who seems to be able to manifest skills when needed. She's taken charge of the DPIRD grant for Safe Inc., and it's put forward for support for dissexing. It really is devastating for us in rescue, trying to save every life, and then you watch another litter come in because dogs and cats haven't been to sex. So, I mean, the situation's bad enough already with the magnitude of animals that are being given up, but at the cost of living and people not to sexing own pets just adds another layer altogether. So we're really hoping Deep Bird will see the light and make sure we get those funds. And then we've got long-term Karratha resident and safe volunteer. That's Tracy Smythe. She's been working her magic with some local grants with Woodside and FMG, and she's still looking for more grants to put safe forward for. So big thanks to Tracy and her ongoing commitment too.
Absolutely. Now, we know that flying is used a lot to get animals to their new homes, but flights obviously only go to Perth at the moment. So how does Safe manage to transport the animals across our vast state and where flights aren't possible?
Yeah, well, I guess cars were invented before planes, and much as long trips in cars take a lot of planning and preparation, it's often the only way we can save lives. So Safe Carnarvon have been doing this for a long time and always looking out for drivers that are heading south to Perth. They get dogs and cats out that way. But recently we've had a couple of big road trips across the Kimberley and the Pilbara to ensure that lives were saved and good homes were found. So, yeah, we regularly find new beginnings for animals in new towns. And just yesterday, a Tom Price couple drove to Karratha and back with a bond cat duo. Of course, that means the door's open for a mother cat and kitten that I have at Safe that need care. And so, yeah, the whole heart of it, as you know, is loving and letting go. So we want people to have that capacity. A big thanks to all that do love and let go.
And that does it for this week's edition of Everything Karratha. Don't forget to make sure you subscribe to Pablo for Breakfast in the Facebook group or check me out on socials, Pablo_Miller on Instagram. See you next week.
From round the corner
to your street and neighbourhood,
this is Pablo for Breakfast.